This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Elections in the New World, beginning with the most important in 2024, Mexico. Good evening, Professor. A new candidate mentioned in Mexico City for the contest next year. Once he achieves the correct number of signatures to be on the ballot, Eduardo Verástegui, an outspoken Mexican actor and right-wing activist who calls Donald Trump my friend, says Reuters. The reason I mention this immediately is we already had a sharp contest between AMLO, the very popular, very powerful president of the country, leader of the Morena Party, naming, endorsing the former mayor of Mexico City, Ms. Sheinbaum, and a challenge from an entrepreneur, a woman also, who's identified with indigenous policies as well, named Galvez, Ms. Galvez. That contest proved to be significant in these next days. And yet a third party now entering, if the number of signatures is correct. Is this a change of weather for Marina's intention to win through a third party? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening to you, John. It's certainly an interesting development. It's not clear yet, first of all, whether Verástegui will be able to get the 1% of voters certified in 17 of the 32 Mexican states that he would need to by January to actually get on the ballot. But to me, what it does show, and if he did get on the ballot, it would probably actually help Morena by helping to further divide the right. But there certainly is a sentiment in Mexico that new and different cells. When we go back to the two current front runners, of course, the conservative right of center coalition, the reason that they elected relatively left-oriented Xochitl Galvez was because in many ways she represented something that was new and charismatic over the other established candidates coming from the coalition members, the PRI, the PAN, and in the PRD. The irony, however, was that that has left the primary race between two relatively centrist or left to center women, Claudia Sheinbaum representing Morena and Xochitl Galvez representing the opposition coalition. So in that space, the fact that essentially there was a hole for some of more traditional conservative values to be represented, and what Verástegui really has represented, very strong on Catholic values, a very strong anti-abortion stance. Came to fame, of course, with a movie that he had made on child kidnapping in the border region. But had even set up something called CPAC Mexico, allied with the conservative movement in the United States. And so in many ways, he comes across as new, and that's part of his appeal. And at the same time, it reflects the fact that this race between two relatively centrist women has left a space open for the representation of more kind of traditional hard right, especially hard right social values in the Mexican election.
And I mention, in keeping with this Mexican election themes, there is an item now making much to do with the fact that the foreign policy of Mexico is not entirely about the border, although that dominates. It is also about the decisions made by the Biden administration in these last days, a year and a half, to support the war in Ukraine, to support Ukraine against the Russian Federation. I mentioned, because a surprise to me, this is Mexico City in these last hours. Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, AMLO, panned U.S. military aid to Ukraine, suggesting it was irrational, and stepped up criticism of the war effort as he urged Washington to devote more resources to helping Latin American countries. Is this a surprise, Professor, and does this weigh on the election? Does Ms. Sheinbaum now take this opinion to the people of Mexico next year?
Well, John, certainly AMLO has been pushing this very high-profile neutrality on the Ukraine issue, refusing to condemn Russia's invasion of the Ukraine for some time. But it's also a reminder of Mexican foreign policy that the past 20 years in which we've had three successive presidents, beginning with Vicente Fox and Felipe Calderón, and to a certain extent Enrique Peña Nieto, being relatively pro-U.S., working not only economically within the framework of NAFTA and then USMCA, but also very closely on security cooperation, the war against drugs, that in many ways that has been somewhat of an aberration. So in many ways, AMLO and his former foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, have really been moving back to the previous era of Luis Echeverria, in which Mexico saw itself as leading a movement independent of the United States, talking with the Cubans, talking with the others. And so this attempt to do a policy leadership of very different in undermining the U.S. on the Ukraine. And here AMLO has just doubled down on what he's done previously, calling U.S. support for Ukraine irrational in one of his mañaneras. But it's a reminder that where AMLO and Claudia Sheinbaum, if she wins, could be going is a Mexico that's much less inherently aligned and supportive of U.S. foreign policy positions, both in Latin America and globally, even while it may continue to cooperate on certain issues such as trade and migration.
The reason I emphasize it here, because it's an election year in 24 and politicians take sharp positions, is that by using the word irrational towards the United States, AMLO opens the door to conversations with Moscow and with Beijing. Is that purposeful? Is that something that he would embrace, conversations with the adversaries? And at the same time, I mentioned AMLO has been forgiving and generous towards the left of center candidates who are even now in conversation with Moscow and Beijing. So is AMLO indicating that the future of the Morena Party is to be outside of the U.S. sphere in Europe?
Well, certainly to be debated, John. I think for some on the right, I mean, alarm bells are ringing. Even as a candidate, AMLO actually had a relatively pro-Russian Russia Today advisor as one of his foreign policy advisors. However, I think from the perspective of Morena, it's seen as trying to maintain a studied neutrality. Yes, it's true that they invited Russian military units to the recent Independence Day parade, along with Chinese People's Liberation Army units. Yes, it's true that AMLO has maintained the position, and frankly, they've also opened up the economy to a certain degree to a number of Chinese companies. In my judgment, and certainly historically, there has been some Russian involvement in military sales to the Mexican army as opposed to the Mexican Navy. But again, I think thus far, there's still a certain amount of restraint in going kind of full bore in an anti-U.S. Russian alliance. But as happens in many parts of the region, kind of the toying with or at least refusing to call out aggressors and dictators in the name of neutrality or, so to speak, not playing great power politics is something that's very much kind of in vogue in Latin America, especially in these current years.
And the border, the president is calling attention to the border, devote more resources to helping Latin American countries. That has to be part of the complaint by the present foreign minister that the border region is in a crisis. Does that suit AMLO to emphasize the word crisis? He is half the solution.
What's interesting, so there was a recent statement by AMLO, and of course it was doubled down by his new foreign minister, Elisa Barcena, who ironically, when she was with, when she used to work in Washington just a few years ago, she was a remarkably reasonable conservative person who is now, in a very professional way, trying to do her best to adopt the farther left positions of the AMLO government. But my sense is that calling the border a crisis is going after a different thing, which is the Mexico's desire for more funding and more cooperation on this issue. And frankly, with 2 million migrants arriving last year, not only putting pressure on U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in the United States, but also with respect to transits of people going through Mexico by train, by bus, creating problems in controlling Mexico's own border, creating burdens on Mexico's system to where to house these refugees before they can enter the United States, especially given that the new policies oblige them to wait in places like Mexico while they try to file through CBP-1. I think it's legitimate to say that there really is a border crisis that affects Mexico in ways like it's affecting the United States. But certainly, calling it, I think AMLO's remarks about, well, why doesn't the United States spend more money on Mexico and its development instead of spending so much more money in Ukraine. I think that takes it, unfortunately, in an unproductive direction. But Mexico certainly is feeling the effect of the migratory situation.
The Mexican election is the major one in the Americas for 2024. However, the major one in 2023 is right in front of us when we come back, Argentina. Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, this is a New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.